Aloha, and welcome to Global Family Live. No matter where you are or what your life feels like right now, this hour is for you. So relax. Take a deep breath. Now, just breathe in your aliveness. And then let your breath out and release your stress. Stress of the day or the stress of your life. Now take in another deep breath and allow that breath to be filled with love for you. And let your releasing breath be given in gratitude. Welcome to Global Family Live. I'm your host, Kay Snow Davis. We have a wonderful treat today for you. My special guest that we'll be speaking with in a few moments is Andrea Adler. She has wonderful news for us on what is holistic PR and marketing. And we know in this day and age and in this world where we're feeling our foundation shift so dramatically, sometimes subtly and sometimes just so chaotically. And it's becoming apparent to conscious and unconscious parts of us that life is different now. It's different than it's ever been. And with change comes challenge, with change comes stress, with change comes fear. So the more that we talk together, work together, explore together, and support each other, the stronger we can be as we allow life to do what it is designed to do. That is change. When we made our commitment and our agreement to come live on this incredible, beautiful planet Earth, consciously or unconsciously, we contracted to live with the universal laws of this planet. The primary one is change. And from that change, movement is generated, and from that movement, space is created. And space generates change. So the cycles of life are like our breath. They're supporting our life, and they're so deeply imbued in our beingness that we may not consciously know that this is our soul agreement with this beloved earth. So during this time of tremendous change, remember that one of your fastest, first, and primary places to go to stabilize your body is your breath. When you take a deep breath and consciously follow your breath, you are recalibrating your biochemical responses in your body so that that huge sense of fear, that incredible shot of cortisol, can have some mitigating factors so that your respiration, your breathing can restore to normal, your pulses will slow down, and you'll feel less fearful. So breath is the key. It's there. It's immediate. And secondly, drink water. Keep hydrated. By the time we're thirsty, we're already dehydrating. And with the phenomenal research they're doing now, they're recognizing how dehydration combined with stress are the primary precursors for dis-ease in our body. So breath first, water next, and then be outside. Be outside where nature still holds that powerful place of balance. And when we can feel our feet on the earth and just be held in the balance of nature, we will recalibrate and rebalance. So this is a very, very special time. It's a precious time on this earth. And it will be so much more meaningful and enjoyable for each one of us if we can relax into our experience with as much of a sense of safety as we can. So remember, unite in your heart with those you love and keep breathing. Keep that aloha spirit moving through your body. Now, this is a pre-recorded show for our time when I am in Japan. So we won't have call-ins today, but you can definitely contact me for any other information at KSD at globalfamilyeducation.com. So if you have questions about the show or you'd like more information, or you're probably going to want to have Andrea come back and talk to us again. So Andrea, welcome, welcome, welcome to Global Family Live.
Thank you so much, and thank you for that beautiful invocation. It really helped me to relax.
Oh, good.
Really great. I may have you key me in before I do all radio shows from now on.
Oh, that would be very fun. I'd love doing that together with you.
Great, great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yes. I had the opportunity, I think it was about a year and a half ago that I got to meet Andrea at a training that we were in called the Positive Deviant Network, which is facilitated by Marshall Thurber. And as you can tell by the title, it's an unusual training, providing the opportunity for those of us who participate to keep stretching our brains and stretching our possibilities and our beliefs and our acceptance of conditions in life that are happening, some that we feel that we can influence and some that are dramatic and influencing all of us, which is one of the things that's happening with the World Wide Web. It's a dramatic influence that's influencing all of us. And I want to tell you just a little bit about Andrea and these amazing things that she has done with making changes in her world with PR and marketing. And she's the founder of Holistic PR. And she's an international speaker, workshop presenter, and the author of three books on spiritual holistic marketing. Now, Andrea specializes in supporting entrepreneurs, whether it's a small or a large business owner, and in supporting students on the relevance of spirituality in the workplace. This is such a growing theme now. And she teaches a practical philosophy of consciousness that demonstrates how to integrate spiritual practice, psychological self-inquiry, into a concrete and fundamental transformation of your life and your business. She lives in that very special place, Santa Fe, New Mexico, and for this day, she's here with us. So, Andrea, I would love for you to share with the audience how your life evolved into holistic PR. Where did it start, and how did you get here?
I actually started as an actress early in my 20s and reached the pinnacle, which is what I thought was the pinnacle, and that was to get to Broadway and was being offered a soap opera. And I realized that, like Peggy Lee's song, Is That All There Is, that this was not my true path. Even though I was like a horse with blinders for many years, thinking that it was. And actually, while I was on this Broadway show and auditioning for this soap opera, this voice inside me said, no more repeating other people's words.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally dropped the script.
Wow.
Oh, my God. And during the last 6 months, I had been experiencing dreams of going to India and being with my teacher at that time, Baba Muktananda.
Uh-huh.
And it was shortly thereafter that it became very clear to me that this was not my path and that I had to somehow find my own wisdom and surface that and talk about that rather than repeating somebody else's words, hiding behind someone else's persona.
Mm-hmm.
So shortly thereafter, I did go to India and spent 6 months there and came back a very different person. And through a series of events and writing for a newspaper and starting my own PR firm, I realized this innate gift that I had, which was to promote and do public relations for people that were challenged by doing this themselves. And so that's pretty much how it started, and then it evolved, and I have been now doing this for close to 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now I am my own client.
Uh-huh.
And
that's the story of our life, isn't it? That we teach what we need to learn, and we learn as we teach.
Well, it's very interesting. I just finished this third book called The Science of Spiritual Marketing, Initiation into Magnetism. And, you know, what you said was very poignant, that we are living in times now that are very challenging. And why is this book necessary now? Well, there's never been a time in our history where an innovative, inspired approach to marketing has been more important. And it's truly about understanding that intention and energy is behind every word and image we use in our materials and our outreach, and they make a huge impact as to how we are perceived and even who we attract. So whether your audience is an entrepreneur, a small or large business owner, a sales executive, a marketer, a realtor, this book really takes you on the transformation. It's truly an initiation. And I was really guided and channeling this information so that people would understand, number one, the root chakra of PR, which is chapter one, and why we have been so apprehensive about creating a marketing strategy that could bring us the abundance we're yearning for. Well, I researched this like a scientist. And it stems for many reasons. But even before I talk about this magical, mysterious process, I want to clarify the meaning of a few words that I bring up in this book and in my work. And one is the word spiritual. And in that regard, I don't mean religious or religion in any way. But spiritual in the context of this book and in my work has to do with this internal awareness, a sacred connection to oneself and one's work, a bond with the soul and the spirit that includes our relationship to ourselves and to the world. And truly speaking, spirituality is not for anything. It's not for marketing success or prosperity or good health or fulfilling relationships. It is its own reward as a consequence of connecting with source, whatever that source, that place of truth is within us. And it also includes a conscious awareness, you know, our moral compass regarding the products and services that we offer. And this is a compass which the very concept of spiritual marketing becomes an oxymoron. So we need to understand that every contribution, every decision we make is so integrally connected with the market, consumption, lifestyle, manufacturing, buying, selling, that it's naturally connected to and with marketing and PR. So this spiritual dimension that I introduce in our outreach requires that we look not only at how we are promoting our business, but what we are promoting. Which was very interesting for me because in my first two books, they were for a very niche population. They were for the holistic therapeutic community. And I never really had to think about addressing the issue of being conscious of what they were promoting. They already got that. They already knew that. For this book, The Science of Spiritual Marketing, Initiation into Magnetism, which will be the crossover book, not only for the cultural creatives, but for traditional business owners, because, and so I had to ask that question. I had to ask these readers who possibly were in a situation that they felt not so secure with, not so happy with what they were promoting because they were working for somebody else and they were compromising themselves. So this book really dives deep into some very important, meaningful questions that we all have to ask ourselves because of what's going on in the world and in our culture. And when I speak about holistic marketing, I'm talking about an integrated, multidimensional approach that doesn't focus solely on the bottom line, but rather operates by synthesizing the whole picture. And the key word here is wholeness. The wholeness of our intention, our message, our story, how we share our story, how other people share our story, and their feelings behind it. So it's the wholeness of the person administering the business and the wholeness of what we offer those we serve that actually define our success.
And I wanted to interject right here, Andrea. I want to make sure if you've just joined us on Global Family Live, you're hearing the lovely voice of my special guest, Andrea Adler, and she's filling us in on some very special qualities and focus points and transformative opportunities in her work with what is holistic PR and marketing, and she's giving us information on her new book. Now, I want to just say one thing that I'm aware of, Andrea, as you're talking. I feel like this book is for everybody because you are really, in my experience of hearing you, you are really creating an opportunity for all of us to have an integrative approach with our daily life, whether we're actually a mom at home, whether we're a grandmother, whether we are a sole ownership or an entrepreneur. I am hearing this information as really important for all of us because it's such a wonderful guide for integration in our realities. I think this is marvelous.
You know, it's very interesting that you say this because for me, marketing is just a guise. It's just this cover that we put over our business, ourselves. It's what we splash on our website, but what's coming through our website, what's coming through our materials is our love and our passion for who we are and what we do.
Right.
And if that doesn't get communicated, who do we attract?
And nobody wins. If the love doesn't get communicated, if it isn't expressed, it isn't received, we are literally dying as a species.
So what I've tried to do in this book and what I know I do in the workshops and the trainings that I offer is to synthesize and integrate the spiritual, holistic, and practical principles of marketing into a deliverable package. And the reason I used, you know, people said, well, why are you using the word science in this title? That's so crazy. You're going to have these intellectuals, you know, just buy into it, or they won't even, you know, look at it. And I went, no, this is a science. I've studied this. Spiritual marketing is a science in the sense that it provides a rational understanding of this emerging worldview, which is the reuniting of science and spirituality.
Exactly.
And science is, what is science? It's a system of acquiring and organizing knowledge that reveals information about reality.
Mm-hmm.
So in the same way, this book attempts to share reliable, concrete predictions about the science of spiritual marketing gained through my research, which has been 30 years.
Well, and I love Edgar Cayce's remark years ago, probably 60 years ago. He said, science would prove God by backing into it.
Mm.
And so you're providing a more direct approach for people to really understand how science and spirituality are two voices of the same reality.
Well, and, you know, one of the reasons we're so apprehensive about creating these strategies is that marketing and PR has had a bad name. There are very negative connotations to those words. And it has upset me throughout the years because this is such an incredible, magical, wonderful process when you move behind what these negative connotations have been. So from the moment we're born and alert enough to perceive information on any level, we've been inundated with advertisements that promote some product or service, and our senses are flooded by blaring hype, propaganda, political spin, advertising that screams at us from the radio, TV, newspaper, billboards, telemarketers, and now from the internet. I mean, we can't even stand in an elevator or at the gas pump without it jingle and jangling before us, or in grocery store checkout lines. So it's a shame to think that we have to turn away from the channels of communication that bring us pleasure in our leisure and benefit to our work just in order to escape this overkill.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that because of this over-stimulating, constant bombardment, that it has contributed to many of the diseases now prevalent on our planet today, including, but not limited to, obesity, ADD, migraines, and Alzheimer's. Okay, when you really think about it, by the time we reach our 70s or 80s, we're ready to tune out the world.
Right.
I'm going to these stores, and they're handing me coupons. And they say, now save your coupons. Do you have your card? What's your PIN number?
Right.
All this information that I don't really want to have in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? Keep your coupons. I don't want your card because I'm not going to save that much anyway. But I will save my brain.
Right.
So,
and Andrea, yeah. With what you're saying, you know, Dr. Bruce Lipton talks about this in Biology of Belief, that the environmental stimuli is what is influencing our cellular well-being. So this is a scientifically documented status that you're talking about how this is influencing our health through these electromagnetic fields penetrating our body 24/7. I'm so glad you're bringing this up. It's so important for us to know this.
Larry Dossey, who is the author of The Extraordinary Power of Ordinary Things and Healing Words, read this book and sent me a 3-page email about it. And he said, God, I hope to God this becomes a bestseller because it's so needed at this time. And in fact, he said, this is the most philosophical, conceptual, and practical book on marketing ever written. So I know I've touched a core here. And this core has to be thought about in a way that we can continue promoting and marketing our business from this perspective, where there is integrity, there is not lack of compromising, but we are showing our best through these materials, through our words, and having integrity with the businesses that we are participating in.
So, Andrea, if you were going to give us 3 simple priorities for everyone to focus on, what would those be in order for us to consciously be making this shift into a healthier state of representing ourselves, business and personally? What would be three suggestions you'd give us?
Well, the first one that comes to mind is abundance is an inside job.
Uh-huh.
That we can't even think about creating abundance externally in the truest way without knowing our own abundance within. And this is part of the process and the initiation we go through in the book and in the workshop and in the training, because the first step is connecting to Source. It's meditation. It's listening, which is very different than praying.
Right.
So meditation takes us inside so that we hear that little voice that is always wanting us to hear it, so that when it says, don't go there, or yes, go, do it, we hear it.
Uh-huh.
How can we even connect with Spirit and know when to move forward, know when to pause, or know when to stop, unless we hear that little voice? So connecting to Source is the first step of this initiation process.
So really, really focusing on our innate ability to listen deeply to our internal knowledge and wisdom and forego the judgment and the disregard that our conscious mind has been taught to create.
And also not to be persuaded by external influence.
Uh-huh.
Be it our mothers, our fathers, our husbands, our wives, our children, what's true for us? And
mm-hmm.
we are never going to know that truth unless we have connected to Source
mm-hmm.
on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So we can pull up that wisdom at the right time when we need it. We're having to make major decisions every day lately
mm-hmm.
that can affect our lives from 5 to 10 years from now. How are we going to know what decision to make if we're not listening?
Mm-hmm.
If we're constantly asking other people, well, what do you think? Well, what do you think? Instead of going inside. And the second step is align with what your soul is calling for you to become, which is an exercise that I introduce and a CD that I created, actually, so I could hear it myself. This is part of the training, part of the workshop, part of the book. How do we even know? This is not an intellectual process. It takes someone to midwife that information from us, to know what our soul yearns for us to experience in this lifetime. Now, we may think we want to be a great speaker, we want to teach, we want to write, we want to... But I tell you, Kay, when I have offered this exercise to people, many, many times they are so surprised by what comes up and surfaces through this exercise.
And that's such a blessing. And you know what it makes me think of, Andrea, is that phrase of where two or more are gathered.
Mm.
So when you offered this wonderful exercise, and the individual gets to be empowered by your words, whether they're in the book or on CD or personally, that empowerment generates that third point of creativity and expression. So, again, what a blessing you are for all of us with this work that you're doing.
Thank you, dear. One of my favorite chapters and passages in this book is called The Three Stages of Creativity, because we all create in different ways. Some people need to be very quiet. Some people need to go out and be around people. But in essence, there are three stages. And I refer these stages as a metaphor for the Hindu triad, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. And I go into great detail about this in the book, but very, very briefly, Brahma is the visioning stage. And for creation to manifest, we all have to go into that stage. How long we stay there And how long we immerse ourselves in that state is questionable and different for everyone. But there are some people who get stuck and become sort of devotees of Brahma and then lose themselves in the vision, constantly creating, constantly envisioning, and never putting the work into gear by moving into Vishnu.
Mm-hmm.
And Vishnu is the worker, the manifester. And there are some people who get very myopic in Vishnu because
mm-hmm.
they're workaholics. They're type A personalities. And they lose the idea of stepping back and moving into Brahma to look at what they've created because they're constantly working. And
mm-hmm.
I give examples of these, very concrete examples of each one of these.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is Shiva, the destroyer, the letting go of the project at the right time. Once again, we won't even be cognizant of these three stages within ourselves unless we meditate, unless we connect to Source. You see, each step of this process is very sequential and very important. And I tell you, the people that follow, that have taken my workshop, that have read the book, that have dived deeply, and I don't mean just reading the book, I mean doing the book, their businesses have soared. People have taken my workshop and understood these principles. They are flying right now. I'm hearing back from these people who have taken the workshop 5 years ago, 3 years ago, a couple months ago, and they are rocking.
Wow, that's such a blessing for them, and I'm... No, it's a breath in for you because it...
Well, because I see it really works. But
exactly.
I'm not just, you know, talking out of my head here. This
right.
is a process I've really mastered.
Mm-hmm.
I go, wow, this thing really works.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, these steps and just the way you've described these with the Brahma, the Vishnu, and the Shiva... Those are translatable into so many aspects of our life. This is the part I'm loving about your work, Andrea, is yes, it can be focused very directly into the PR and the marketing in a holistic way. And I also see how much parents need this and mothers need this.
So they can understand their children.
Absolutely.
Better. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, the next step is moving beyond our comfort zones because we get stuck in these little grooves that we repeat over and over, these patterns we get stuck in. How do we branch out? How do we move beyond our comfort zones and without fear? Then it's the power of our story, how we communicate the power of our story, and more importantly, what are other people sharing about our story? And then I describe ritual and ceremony and how we bring that aspect into our work. The importance of mind mapping. So we see the whole picture of the strategy. And then we can create our soulful collateral and start to build bridges, understanding network science, leveraging our assets. And these assets are very different for everybody. I actually use astrology, astrocartography, and feng shui when I describe leveraging assets for me and my business and for other people, because if you're not in the right place geographically, no matter how good your strategy or your business is, you may not do as well as you could living someplace else that astrologically has better aspects for you.
I can certainly validate that, Andrea, because, of course, having used Soul Purpose Astrology for 35 years.
Of course.
And with doing astrology sessions in the astrocartography, it's so wonderful for you to provide that additional support because it's one more way for us to consciously get lined up with all that is available to make life truly abundant
and easier
and magnificent.
Yeah.
You know, I would like you, if you don't mind, to just give a little bit more information on this moving beyond your comfort zone. I feel like so many people right now, their hearts are bursting with desire to either express their own creativity or be in service. And there seems to be like this veil or skin around them just holding them in. Can you give some tips for people how to move beyond the comfort zone?
Well, I actually created a CD, How to Move Through Fear Gracefully. Because the one thing that we are afraid of the most, and Carolyn Mace talks about this as well, is change.
Right.
We are more fearful of change than anything else on earth.
And that's the basis of our life, is change.
And if we can really embrace change and begin to see it as a fun, wonderful, exciting discovery, then we can let go. We can keep letting go and let come whatever is to come instead of trying to push unnecessarily. Now, there is a push. In fact, I quote one of Rumi's beautiful poems in the book when he says, there's a push and another push, the necessary dyings, the ground crumbling before the wildflowers come through. For me, the push is not external anymore. The push is for me to go deeper inside myself to get clarity about where I need to go externally, which makes the journey so much easier. When I talk about moving beyond our comfort zones in the book, I quote Marion Wright Edelman, "You just need to be a flea against injustice. Enough committed fleas biting strategically can make even the biggest dog uncomfortable and transform even the biggest nation."
Wow. That's wonderful.
So while I was taking a very leisurely drive from California to Santa Fe, I listened to a book on tape. It was The Orchid Thief by Susan Orleans. And you may remember it as the book that Nicolas Cage's character in the movie adaptation, trying to adapt as a screenplay. And in the book, the author describes this amazing world of orchid fanatics, the growers, the buyers, the thieves, the lovers, in infinite detail. She describes the varieties of orchids and their texture and color and the best climate for them to thrive in. Believe me, it was more than I ever needed to know about orchids. Still, it was a long ride from L.A. to Santa Fe, and I was fascinated by this tale. And the reason I bring up the Orchid Thief in the context of spiritual marketing is that listening to this story of these fanatical orchid lovers struck a chord in my psyche. And it triggered the realization that many of us walk around every day ensconced in our own little worlds without the slightest understanding or compassion for other people's worlds. And because we feel so safe and comfortable, unthreatened inside the groove we've dug ourselves into, we limit our exposure and narrow our field of opportunity. And then we wonder why we feel stuck and our businesses don't prosper. This is why. So how we get unstuck is a process. And one way I talk about it is, there's a woman, Alexandra Katahakis, who's a therapist in Los Angeles and discovered a way for people to enhance individual empathy and break out of their limiting self-concepts. And she presents a workshop she calls Walking in Your Shoes.
Oh, that's great.
And what she does is, it takes place in a group setting, where members of the group ask to be walked. And one member volunteers to walk either side by side or behind the other person, and the facilitator guides the walker to listen instinctively to the impulses of the body, mind of the person being walked. And thus, the walker becomes the other person. So in essence, she's asking people to listen to what other people are going through. So when we have clients, we're not just listening to their words, we're listening to their emotions behind the words. And maybe we can cut to the chase a little bit faster because we hear their angst. We hear their anxiety about whatever. We may not even know what that anxiety is about. But are we not here to support our clients in whatever way they need? I love it when I'm upset and somebody I'm working with calms me down with information. I go, wow, they really know that I'm needing to hear this right now. This is great.
And I think what you're saying, Andrea, there's such a difference of calming one down with information versus trying to fix somebody or advise someone.
Exactly.
And that level of compassionate caring and compassionate listening
helps us move beyond
absolutely
where we are stuck.
Absolutely. And it's essential.
Very subtle shit.
Mm-hmm. Very subtle. And it's so important. So I think that's a wonderful reminder you have provided for each one of us, that reaching out to our associates, our peers, our friends, our family, in love, in a time of distress, that is not the time to provide fix-it, figure-out information. It's not the time to give your famous wisest advice, but to meet the heart of that person in stress with compassion. And exactly as Andrea is saying, walk in their shoes. Speak to them in their reality, that brings comfort.
You know, we exist in a very cultural narrowness.
Yes.
You know, pick up the newspaper, turn on the news, look at our religious boundaries, our belief systems, the belief that God appears in only one form, and the pervasive non-acceptance of other paths.
Right.
But it's not religion, per se, that perpetuates the violence, but an unhealthy narrow-mindedness.
Yes.
That seeks to use ideology to control other people's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this attitude that keeps us from experiencing our most fundamental freedoms. It's this immovable stance that we righteously uphold that deadens the human spirit and creates robotic behavior rather than the freedom of conscious thinkers.
You know, that's so true. And Andrea, I know you have taught internationally, and what's the difference that you see in businesses and people interrelating and supporting each other in other countries different than how we do this in America?
You know, music is a universal language.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
So is compassion.
Right.
His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, shed some light on this when he says, compassion is a universal responsibility for the feeling of other people's suffering, just as we feel our own. We must recognize that all beings want the same thing we want.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way to achieve a true understanding, unfettered by artificial consideration. The true acceptance of the principle of democracy requires that we think and act in terms of the common good. Compassion requires a commitment to personal sacrifice and the neglect of egotistical desires. Accepting responsibility and maintaining respect for others will leave all concerned at peace. So the question here is, how can we remain sensitive to other people's needs and stay in our own power?
Yes, that is the real question and challenge.
How can we move out of our comfort zones and stretch ourselves to try new things, add to society in beneficial ways? Well, one way is to cultivate the qualities of a positive deviant, which Marshall Thurber has done quite magnificently.
He certainly has.
So that's one way. And that's, you know, but there are other people. I mean, Rosa Parks, when you think about it. Martin Luther King, Frida Kahlo, who never held back. She went on painting, even holding the paintbrush in her teeth that she laid in a body cast
mm-hmm.
after a streetcar accident that left her permanently disabled.
Mm-hmm.
Al Gore, in the wake of his defeat in the 2000 election, reset the course of his life to focus on an all-out effort to help save the planet. So, you know, and there are local heroes, you know. It's just that we have to become perturbators of the system. We have to learn how to become, to perturbate, to make, to change the elliptical course of motion so that we feel this freedom. We move out of our own comfort zones. We try new things. If they don't work, it's okay. How do we want to go to our grave? Seriously, how do we want to feel on our last day on this planet? Do we want to have any regrets? Oh, God, I wish I would have done that or tried that or experimented there. I don't want to go that way. I want to know that I have done every single thing in my power to change the landscape of how we see marketing and public relations. Now, it sounds very trite when I say it, but I'm really about to change the landscape of people's internal mechanism.
And I feel what you're providing for us is a wonderful guideline that you have deeply, deeply committed your life to and researched and organized to make it a viable guideline for many, many people who might not look at life through these eyes. And in the realm of what we were saying earlier, change is the greatest fear on this planet, and it is the life force of aliveness itself. So if we're going to have this condition that life is change and change is our greatest fear, then it's essential that we get some healthy guidelines for us to hold on to while we walk across this tightrope into a new experience of our life. And I treasure your work, Andrea, because I feel like you have a very expanded consciousness in seeing the greater picture, and you have a really special gift to define these realities in a precise way that we can take bite-sized pieces and stretch ourselves to go beyond our comfort zone and become clearer and clearer in our movement. This is a very special gift, and I'm thankful you're making it available for us.
You know, sameness is a death knell to our brains.
Meeting people,
reaching out to others, getting involved in other people's worlds can truly become the catalyst for new perceptions and whole new perspectives on life. And when we move out of our comfort zones, open up to new possibilities, our lives and our businesses stay fresh.
Yes.
They keep their sparkle. And we keep moving toward our own highest aspirations.
Mm-hmm. I think it's essential in our lives right now that we really ask ourselves with the choices we're making, is this increasing my aliveness or is this diminishing my life? Because that makes a huge difference.
You know, I was at the end of my book and I had to find some words for the prologue. Let's see, the prologue is the afterword, right?
Right.
I actually call it the invitation to embark.
That's great.
And I was sitting in meditation, and all of a sudden these words started flowing, and I rushed to the computer and wrote these words. There is a fierce, tumultuous roar in the background of your consciousness. Do you hear it? Are you listening? What is the roar asking of you? Where is it beckoning you to go? Who is it beckoning you to become? What story have you been attached to that you are now asked to let go of? It's time to make bold moves. Have you noticed? Fear no longer can be your motivation. Only the courage to evolve. Listen closely. What is it that you have yearned for? How many times has it showed its face and you've looked the other way, laughed it off, or been too timid to proceed? Now that you've been initiated into the science of spiritual marketing, are you ready to listen to the throb of your own heart and allow the wildflowers to push through? That's what came up.
That's so beautiful, and it's so timely as we bring our hour to a close. It's gone by so fast,
oh my
Andrea.
God, it has, hasn't it?
It certainly has. And I thank you so much. Now, I want to make sure for our listeners that check out Andrea's website, which is www.holistic, that's spelled HOLISTICPR.com, holisticpr.com, or you can email her if you'd like to set up appointments, have questions for seminars. It's Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, at holisticpr.com. Her phone number is 505-983-7777.
I would just like to also alert your audience. I don't know how timely this will be depending on when this gets aired, but my new book, The Science of Spiritual Marketing, Initiation into Magnetism, is available in pre-order right now, and it will be available at the end of this month. But we're asking pre-orders at a discount if you would like to buy it early.
Oh, great. Now, in order for them to do that, how do they do that?
They can go to the website now and order the book right now, and also order at a discount my other book, Creating an Abundant Practice.
Okay, great. So they can go to www.holisticpr.com and do their pre-order for the book now.
And the CDs are also located on the website.
Great. Well, thank you so much, my dear, for... Yes, it's been wonderful to have you, Andrea. And we certainly send huge blessings on this journey with this new book.
Thank you, dear. And all the best to you, and have a fabulous trip in Japan.
Thank you.
And I look forward to talking to you when you get back.
Thank you so much. And I want you to know that next week we'll have a very special guest who will be talking about a new paradigm in leadership. And my special guest is John Renesch, a wonderful man who is deeply and soulfully committed to making change on this planet, just as Andrea has been sharing with us. I want to invite you to go to www.globalfamilyeducation.com, my website, and check out the books, the CDs, the seminars, the classes that are available to support you. And you can go to www.gfec.com and click on Global Family Live if you would like to be a co-creator and a sponsor for this wonderful Global Family Live show on BBS Radio. So I thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your presence in the world, your consciousness, and the gift that you're making. So I say to you, Ano ai ko alehele. Blessings on your journey. Ahui ho. Until we meet again. Aloha.